AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. From coast to coast, people are feeling the effects of winter weather. There are blizzard conditions in the Buffalo, New York area. Kathy Hochul is the governor of New York.
It is throwing everything at us but the kitchen sink. We've had ice, flooding, snow, freezing temperatures, and everything that Mother Nature could wallop at us this weekend.
Power is out to more than a million people. In many places, it's just very cold. The AP's Ben Thomas is near Washington.
In Virginia, steel gray skies that brought chilly, soaking rain have given way to bright blue. The occasional puff of cloud in the distance on an express route somewhere. It's still now, but wind gusts have plunged temperatures below freezing on their way to single digits. It's a scene much of the country's been feeling, with wind chill advisories affecting millions. In Falls Church, Virginia, I'm Ben Thomas.
All bus service was suspended in the greater Seattle area due to an ice storm that made travel treacherous. The House approved a $1.7 trillion spending bill that would avert a partial government shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 225, the nays are 201.
The bill passed earlier in the Senate. Texas's Chip Roy was one of the Republicans who were opposed.
We the people, Americans from sea to shining sea, cannot pay for groceries or fuel. They're cold and hungry and feel betrayed by this body.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says this bill isn't perfect.
But it's a good bill. It was put together through hours of hard-fought negotiations that involved members in both chambers from both sides of the aisle.
The deadline to avert a partial shutdown is midnight tonight. The CDC says the flu is decreasing in many parts of the country after an alarmingly early and strong start to the season. This is AP News. The military is ready for one of its most cherished holiday traditions, tracking Santa's whereabouts. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
NORAD will have some 1,500 volunteers fielding calls from kids asking where Santa is and his delivery schedule.
We don't know what Santa's route is. We watch it real time.
Lieutenant General David Nahom is NORAD's top Alaska commander.
He's difficult to track because he's so quick.
But the military has its ways, like tracking the heat signature from Rudolph's nose.
We'll send fighters up there too, just to say hi and wave.
People can follow along on NORADSanta.org and NORAD social media channels. The tradition goes back 67 years, and Nahom isn't worried about Santa running into trouble this year because of the winter storm.
Up in the North Pole, it's even chillier, so I think Santa will be right at home.
I'm Sagar Magani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.